It's the weekend, so relax and listen to some stories the whole family can enjoy. That's right, it's the Saturday Story Circle, here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Chapter 29. A moment after the men at Gate 2 had cut down the supposed Case Bermel with machine gun fire, the great steel door slid open with a clatter.
"Maybe we should wait," a voice from beyond the door said.
"For what?" was the curt response. "You saw it with your own eyes. They can't be alive."
"Maybe we should wait for Kid Chaos," came the first voice.
"Stuff that," the second voice sneered. "We just gunned down our own man and his say-so. If one of those two ain't the Red Panda, I want to be ready for that maniac Chaos. He'll get his, that's for sure." With that, the great door slid open with a creak. The two gangsters looked down to the floor. The body of Case Bermel lay at their feet, face down on the concrete.
"Sheesh," said the first.
"No blood."
"What?"
"There ain't no blood."
"Maybe he got it all in the front."
"So what? He's lying on a drain? We opened 24 holes in him. There ought to be a lake." The first gangster leveled his gun at Bermel's body.
"I'll make sure," he said.
"Wait."
"Wait?
Where's the meat puppet?"
"The what?"
"The zombie, idiot. He was right beside Case." From the ceiling above, the two men heard a great booming laugh begin to ring. They froze in an instant, their blood running cold. A misshapen mask of quick-drying rubber, torn in half, dropped from above, landing at their feet. Slowly, both gangsters turned their heads to the ceiling, knowing full well what they would find. Crouched up against the ceiling above their heads, suspended by his remarkable static shoes, the Red Panda was coiled to spring. Both gangsters struggled to break the spell and aim their weapons. Suddenly, what they supposed to be the corpse of Case Bermel reached forward and grabbed both of them by their ankles. They each gave a cowardly scream as the body of their fellow gangster came to life and sent them sprawling to the floor. The masked man swooped in from the ceiling, and with two quick thrusts to pressure points of their necks, the guards were heard from no more. Parker got to his feet, scratching at the Bermel mask.
"A nice improvisation," the Red Panda said. "Come on."
The two men moved quickly and quietly into the inner sanctum of the crime cabal.
"What just happened?" Parker said. "I hit the deck when you pushed me, but why did they keep firing at chest level? And why did they expect us to be dead?"
"Because they expected it," the Red Panda said cryptically. "I reinforced their expectations with mental influence."
"So they saw a shot?"
Parker was baffled. "How does that work?"
From down the hall, there was a great racket of advancing troops of the crime cabal. "It works very well," the Red Panda said, pulling off the oversized coat that had belonged to the zombie and throwing it aside. "Take that mask off."
"The mask?" Parker said. "But why?"
"Because I don't want the flying squirrel to break your neck."
"If she's still..."
Parker cut himself off, but a moment too late.
"Yes," the Red Panda snapped, throwing smoke bombs in the direction of the coming voices. They clattered as they rolled to the end of the corridor. "To say nothing of the fact that they just tried to kill Case Bermel, so there's no great advantage to his identity."
"Right," Parker said, pulling the constrictive mask from his face in great handfuls.
The chorus of voices charging up the hall suddenly resolved itself into an angry mob. The zombies in the front shrieked as they spotted their targets, seconds before the smoke bombs burst forth, obscuring their enemies in thick black smoke. There was a metallic singing sound as the Red Panda drew the samurai sword again.
"I'll take the zombies. You start with the troops."
"Anything else?" Parker asked as bullets began to fly towards them.
"Yes," the Red Panda said just before the spreading wall of smoke obscured them both. "If you shoot me, I'll kill you myself."
You can listen to classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.